Thanks for listening to Benefit from the Bible. We believe the Bible is God's Word for our temporal and eternal benefit. God bless your listening. Coming to our Old Testament reading on this Christmas Eve, we find ourselves in Isaiah chapter 7. Since sin brought death and eternal separation from God for all people, God promised to send his Son to take away the sin of the world. But how could we identify the promised Savior? We find out in this reading, picking up in verse 10. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz. Ask a sign of the Lord your God, let it be as deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. And he said, Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The word of the Lord. Even though the infant Jesus appeared to be ordinary and weak, David addressed God the Father as the Lord and God the Son as my Lord. We come to Psalm 110. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand. The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Think about this. In the midst of sin, death, and the devil, Jesus ruled, Jesus won the victory, Jesus continues to rule even now, and Jesus offers to freely share his victory with all who will receive him.
Thank you.
Tonight's epistle reading is found in 1 John chapter 4. Think about the world we live in today. In today's world of sin, evil, cancer, terrorism, and death, we can all begin to wonder, does God really love us? Notice in this reading how God demonstrated his love and the great blessing he is offering to everyone in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us." Think about it this way. We have all sinned and deserve God's wrath. The Bible teaches that reality, so God sent his Son to propitiate our sins. What does that mean? In other words, Jesus, as our perfect substitute, received the wrath of God in our place. He received it upon himself. Then, in holy baptism, God gave us the benefits of Jesus' finished work. Now, as we think about our baptism, we should say, "I am baptized," not "I was baptized." That means that I am still clothed with the righteousness of Christ, and I still trust in him as my only Savior. The reading picks up in this way, picking up in verse 13 of 1 John chapter 4. "By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." The word of the Lord. Would you please arise? The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Try to imagine for a moment being Joseph. Your fiance is pregnant, but you know the child is not yours. Then an angel appears to explain how she became pregnant, telling you the child is from the Holy Spirit. Furthermore, the angel tells you that the child is a boy and what to name him, to give him the name Jesus, which means the Lord saves. Why? Because, as it said in the text, he will save his people from their sins. Quite a story, right? But the amazing thing is, it is a true story. What about you? Do you believe it? Do you know of your great need for Jesus Christ? Are you currently in possession of the benefits of his saving work? How do you know if you are or not? It tells us very simply and clearly in the Bible, "He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life." So it's all bound up in the Son of God, all bound up in the Christ of Christmas. Questions? Needs? Contact us through our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. This is our regular schedule: Sundays, service at 8, classes at 9:30, service at 10:45. Now, may the Lord of peace continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all.